with you, and I have missed this so much. Of course, I've been with you in spirit, in love, and in prayer, and in blessings, sending you the best that I can from where we are. We were just very, very near the eye of the storm, and our streets look like Beirut. I'm serious. Roofs are off of houses. Trees are bent over. 50-year-old palm trees, 50 feet tall, lying across the highway. Chainsaws are running everywhere, and bulldozers and all kinds of equipment to pick up debris, and we're all scrambling as fast as we can to clean up everything, and the mosquitoes are just terrible. they're eating everybody alive, except that we have this wonderful little secret called Love the Bugs. So we had 16 ounces of it to start before. We're out of it now. We have passed that bottle around so much. So it is, we're into cleanup now. Let's put it that way. We are into cleanup, and the flooding in our area was minor. It did ruin some homes, the homes on the island and the homes right exactly on the coast. But for most of us, we were at least 30 feet above sea level. And now as I look around and see that we went through this 2 weeks ago, my heart goes out and cries for those in Florida who are receiving the effects of Hurricane Irma. So she's going to be a big part of our blessing today, and all of those who will reap the winds of her appearance. And in my message, I'm going to try to make some sense out of it for all of us. It's hard to make sense out of chaos. It really is. Even with the greatest spirit of empathy, chaos just flies around us, and it's hard to even grab a straw in mid-flight. But we try. We try because we can learn from everything. We can use everything as a way of elevating ourselves in life and a way of moving forward. When I couldn't drive down more than half a block the day after the storm because there was something major, either a power pole or a tree across the road. But now I can drive down the streets, and I'm looking and saying to myself, this will never, ever be the same again. In some ways, it will be better because people will rebuild new structures that are storm-coated. I mean, they're coated for the storm. Better structures, and others will never be put back. So many people were not insured at all. So many people lost everything. And they're just taking bulldozers and pushing down houses to have the lumber carted away because they can't be built back. So it is, we have moving trucks, moving people out of town. And then I'm sure after all of this clears up and we get a proper recovery, we'll have a different flock of people move into town with new hopes for how it can be rebuilt in a better way. But it will never be the same. The old Aransas is gone. The old cowboy town is gone. And the fishing village on the island is gone. Some of the hotels are fine. They were built up to storm code. But so much is gone that it will never be the same. Even our own property will never be the same. We were tremendously protected by God, the Holy Spirit, and Yeshua. There were houses around us that lost their whole roof or sides of walls. Trees uprooted. All we lost were 10 shingles and our privacy fence. Now, our privacy fence was a really big deal because we have 2.5 acres, and the privacy fence went around the entire 2.5 acres, and it was not insured. So it will never be replaced. That's an example of the way things will never be again. The replacement cost on a privacy fence around 2.5 acres would be absolutely prohibitive, something I just could not justify an expenditure on. So there are changes happening. And I reflect upon the changes, the chaotic changes happening in the world. And I see that in the world, this is just an analogy to so many things happening in the world. So many things are going away that will never come back. And new and better things are coming here that never could have been before. So we have to take hold of ourselves. And we have to be willing to let go of the past. Embrace our spirit and our strength in the present moment. And look forward to a future that we can grow into. And it doesn't matter whether it's a business that we have to rebuild, or a home we have to rebuild, or a nation we have to rebuild. We have to let go of the past. We have to brace ourselves up in the present and look for a future we can grow into. And growth is a very, very important word and concept for where we are right now, because it's the opposite of destruction. I know we have been through major destruction here. And Florida is going through major destruction. And God bless Puerto Rico and the islands that were struck first when it was a Category 5 hurricane. God bless them all and care for them. And help them to find strength in their recovery. So we hold everyone who suffered directly or indirectly through this in our prayers and our blessings today. But I would like to hear from the community, and I'm going to turn it back over to Jenny because she's running the board today. So thanks for giving me a few minutes, Jenny.
Thank you. All right, I think we've got Scott. He had called in a little bit ago, so I think he's still there. I'll unmute him. Let's try this again. For some reason it's not working. Scott, if you're there and you might have to call back on press star 6 and then star 6 again.
Yes, you have to star 6 again. Once somebody else talks, I'll have to star 6 in order to come back on, Jenny.
Okay. So we have, the board is a little funny. I believe we have Eva here. Is that you, Eva? Area code 256?
Hey. Yes, this is Eva. Glenn, it's so good to hear from you. I was so wondering how everything was going during that storm, and your message last week was just wonderful. And it was so in line with the pastor's message at the church I go to, where he was talking about more than enough love. And your message was so much like that, that the love is there and continues to be greater than we can even imagine. And in my meditation a couple of weeks ago, soon after the storm, the words came to me, I make everything new, which, of course, comes from Revelation, which we had been studying. And that's what I was focusing on, that somehow we find the strength in times like these, and the new comes in, which then becomes better than what the old was, even though we do grieve the loss of the things. But it's so wonderful that you're here for us, Glenda, and also that Jenny and Mary and I believe it's Darlene take over, and that we're all still a community of love all around the world. I was so impressed with the Sunday after when you couldn't be there, Glenda, and here was Jenny from France talking us. And so I really appreciate that. And thank you for all you do and your encouragement, Glenda, even in all this, that you can be an encouragement even for the rest of us who haven't had these kinds of losses, but who always can look forward to something better and continue to bless those who are in these situations. So I guess that's about it for me. Thank you all.
Thank you, Eva. Okay, I think Brenda and Mary, you should still be unmuted. Next, I'm not sure if you wanted to speak.
Still unmuted, Jenny?
Yes, you're unmuted.
Okay, well, then let me say something. Thank you, Eva. I really, really appreciate what you said. And it reminded me of a thought I had just before I got on the called in today. And I was thinking how much I love being a team member. I love being a team member just as much as I enjoy being a leader. And I realized that that's when you really, really love your work. You don't have to be the leader. You know, this is the way geese fly. They take turns leading. They create V. And the leader is just someone who creates the, who breaks the wind resistance for everybody else and allows the others to fly with greater speed and less effort. And I realized I just love our community. It is full of the most awesome, responsible, capable people I have ever known who are so dedicated to making this world a better place. And I wouldn't mind being the last goose in the V. I really, really wouldn't. It's just a pleasure being part of the formation.
I love that. Okay, now we have another caller from area code 201.
Hi. First of all, I've been thinking all week, Linda, about how much I love doing this work. And I so agree with you. You know, it's such a joy being a part of, you know, I couldn't do any of this without people doing it with me. And I had a bad week last week, and I didn't even ask for a blessing, but they gave me a blessing because I spoke before it went on, you know, went on the call.
Right.
I'm telling you, I had an incredible week of revelations. But I must tell you, all this chaos, I remember your warning, said, listen, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes after that solar. So, guys, you know, when you're 25, gear up. Stay on top of the wave with this because there's going to be. And then on the heels of that, the Texas. And now on the heels of this, the Florida. So I think a lot of things may be very related. And but I tell you, I had so many revelations, and I really believe it was from the energy that, you know, I didn't even ask for from you guys. So bless every single soul here, I mean, that I hold your hand and do this work together. Really, thank you.
Thank you, Susan. It's so always so good to hear from you.
Thanks, Glenda.
Yeah, and, you know, it's true. I was led. It is amazing that, what was it, I think about 8 weeks ago or 10 weeks ago, Yeshua told me that the next webinar would be Restoration and Recovery, Revelations and Recovery. Revelations and Recovery. What are we all going through now?
That's right. That's it.
So I'm waiting for him to give me the next title, but I couldn't make an announcement anyway. I haven't had we have had power and water restored, but not internet yet. So we're hoping in the next day or two to have internet and then back to normal. Well, whatever normal is.
Love it.
You know, Glenda, just real quick, I wanted to share. I I've been, as so many of us have, I've been watching the unfolding of Irma, and I thought that it was so profound, the terminology that they kept using called the cone of uncertainty, which was the actual path of Irma. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, my goodness, isn't that what life is? We, you know, it's just kind of a teaching that there's so much that's left to the mystery and the unknown of life, but just showing up in awe and seeing the innocence and the flow of human kindness and the grace of every day is such a blessing. So that term really struck me, the cone of uncertainty, because most of it is, and yet there's profound grace inside every step of it, as you so beautifully teach us, Glenda.
Yes, there is beauty in it, and I'll carry that just a little bit further. In Love Without End, Yeshua said that we could love the storm and disperse its dangerous power. And so while I was sitting hunched down to protect myself as the storm approached, I created images in my mind and my heart and my soul of how I could love that hurricane. And I thought about, the first thing that came to mind was how hundreds of thousands of years ago, forces of nature like that helped to actually spread the population of botanical forms all over the planet. It spread seeds. It just spread the elements of life out, and it furnished it with water. And of course, at that point, it was not a threat to humans. We were probably here, but in such small forces, we took shelter in caves, and you know, we had no roofs to repair. but I thought, okay, I can see that. And then I compared it to the great quasars of the universe that spiral and spin and have this great power at their center. And then all of a sudden, what came to me is that Yeshua's life was like a great hurricane of love that came to this earth. And he was the cone at the center. Everything changed in this world. Everything moved around. No one expected what he would be able to do. And in the center, the eye of the hurricane where he lived, there was always peace and healing. Always peace and healing. And those who were caught in the winds around him felt the destruction of old forms and old ways of thinking. And so that's why they had to destroy him. But they couldn't, because the eye of the storm, the cone, the center of the heart, is indestructible. And so I used that analogy I pinned that on the storm right at the time it touched land. It was headed for, I want you to see how important this is, significant, because it was an answer to me. I know it was. It was directly headed for Aransas Pass. We were supposed to catch it. And then it was supposed to go straight to Corpus Christi. Now, instead, what happened is that it shifted northeastward and went ashore in Rockport, and then continued to go northeastward, moving on toward its ultimate destination in the Houston-Galveston area. So we only got the edge of the storm, and I know that the love I put in the storm is what kept us from being hurt any worse than we were. But about Corpus Christi, what does that mean? It means body of Christ. Corpus Christi got very, very little damage. Very little. And just think of the damage it would have gotten It would have been, instead of Houston, it would have been Houston. It would have gotten tremendous damage, probably more than Houston, because it's on the coast. Houston is not on the coast. There would have been tidal surges that could have wiped that city out. But instead, it got very little damage. The power supply went down for exactly 3 days. It went down on Friday and came back on Sunday. Does that remind you of any story you've ever heard?
Oh, my goodness.
It had power 2 weeks before we had power. So it the power only went down Friday night during the storm, came back on Sunday morning, and it allowed all of the smaller villages that were hurt. Rockport was devastated, just devastated. And it got it the worst. But it allowed all of the first responders that were prepared to be in Corpus to head out to the villages. And so we got good service. We were not supposed to have power for about a month, but we got power. I think it was about a week and 2 days after the storm, which is not too bad. It was pushing it, because without power, we don't have water. And without water, you can imagine a lot of things get inconvenient, to say the least. So I did exactly what Yeshua taught me to do, which is find ways to love the storm. Pardon me. Unfortunately, I picked up one of these respiratory infections that's from all the mold around here. So I'm treating that. And blessing givers, you can offer me a blessing for my infection, but and the recovery of everyone and the protection of everyone. I'm going to let go of the phone. I think I've said enough. And Jenny, see if there's someone else who wants a blessing.
Okay. All right. So we have about 3 more minutes before the blessing starts, and we have another caller from area code 321.
Hey, it's Scott.
Hi, Scott. There you are. Actually, we have another caller after you, but I'm glad you got back on.
Well, I'm watching the news, and the hurricane is just going on shore in the Gulf right now, on the Gulf Coast of Florida, so it'll be a time for rebuilding and letting go of the past for that area, I'm sure. But here in Orlando, it's not going to be any big deal at all. Maybe I'll see 80 miles an hour of winds, but it won't be that bad for me. So thanks for the people that were concerned, and Mary even told me I could come and stay if I needed to, but it's going to be pretty easy for me, no trouble at all. But can I please share something, a blessing I got to have?
Yes,
I was hoping
please.
To share with Sonia.
Yeah.
I got to speak at a civic group, the Orlando Rotary Club, and I spoke on the topics of reality and innocent perception and the zero points. And I think I was well received, and I had a really good experience doing that. So I'd like the support to keep doing stuff like that. And thanks for everybody that backs me up. I'm having a good
That's
good
great,
time living with that.
Terrific.
Going forward.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That's so beautiful, Scott. You can just feel the love pouring out of your heart. So thank you for being a part of our community and for all you do. And I just quickly want to add a blessing for one of our blessing givers, Holly Schisler, who has traveled to Orlando to be with her mother. And I think that there are so many people doing extraordinarily loving things to help weather the storm with others. So all the blessing givers and all the blessing receivers and all those in the storm, I add to the blessing.
Oh yes. The love that the storm brought out was amazing.
I agree. And that's such a beautiful testimony, Glenda, about thinking of Yeshua as a hurricane of love, because it seems like a river of love has already flowed out of all of these things. As much destruction, yes, there has been as much love.
There has been even more love. There were, I could just go on and on with the stories, but there were people in the neighborhood that the neighbors were generally a little bit, shall we say, opinionated about, and some of the neighbors just didn't want anything to do with it. When we moved in, they said, you know, just avoid those people. We don't know who they are, da-da-da-da-da. Well, I never avoided them. They didn't really want to be too friendly, but I always waved at them. You know, after the storm was over, those are the people that came and knocked on my door to see if we were okay. Those are the people that invited me to their barbecue. Those are the people who actually came and helped clean up my yard. You know, the thing is, having a common problem destroys prejudice. And I think that's a price worth paying right now.
That's beautiful. It sounds like we're losing all our borders, huh, Glenda? We're becoming one world, as we should be.
Yes, we should be. We should be brothers and sisters around the globe. Mm-hmm. And this has been, you know, boundaries just were blown down. So not just walls, but boundaries around people were blown down.
Right.
You know, it really has touched my heart immensely. And I don't know if we will stay down here, but it looks like we have been invited by both God and nature to stay, because I passed the initiation. Down here, you're initiated by wind and water. And I survived the initiation, and in the rebuilding, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So I never felt more, well, I didn't really feel that much part of the community until the hurricane. Now I know that we are one community helping each other. And so sometimes that's exactly what disasters can do, whether it's a family member becoming sick or somebody having an accident or some other kind of stress that comes to bear on all of us. It causes us to realize how much we love each other.
Yes, thinking about the storm, the cone could also be seen as a cornucopia of blessings. So
yeah.
It looks like we have about three more callers here. Suddenly we have a couple callers. So shall we take them and then...
Yes, let's take them and I won't talk.
See if they have any blessings they'd like to ask for or talk about. I think we have Tony on the line. Can we go for
Hi. Hi. Yeah, thanks so much. It's really good to be here. It's good to hear you. Just want to say thank you and send a blessing of love and gratitude to everybody. And I'm just really touched to hear all of these stories in detail. And just wonderful to hear what everybody's saying. Thank you, Glenda.
Very uplifting.
Thank you. Now we have a call from area code 512. 512, you're on.
Hi, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, hello to everyone and Glenda. So one of the things I just wanted to share is this storm in particular, I was reminded of what Yeshua had said in Love Within and that Glenda referenced earlier, that we can send our love to the eye of a storm. And I've been doing that this time in particular. And I know we all have. I'd like to think we all made a little bit of difference in it changing from a Category 5 to a 3. And one of my visuals is as that storm breaks up, that those adamantine particles are filled with light and love, and everyone experiencing that energy is experiencing deeply the light and love of God and the Holy Spirit and Yeshua. And what I've been reminded to do is to focus, send my love to the heart of any issue that I'm dealing with as well. And so I had a flare-up of an old injury this week, and I've been now reminded to send my love to that issue as well. And in doing so, it reminded me that we can also send our love to the heart of any point of consciousness as well, whether that's some group consciousness of controversy or upset that, you know, we see in the news, that we can also send our love to the heart of that consciousness and help it break up and be reconciled to the love that it is as well. So that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Now we have looks like one last caller from area code 470.
Hi, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Hi. I lived in Houston. I have a friend there. I wanted to share something. First of all, I wanted to say what a blessing it is to have Glenda talking and to hear her voice. Prayer really does work. And to know that you came through this so well. A lot of us were worried. So anyway, my friend in Houston went to volunteer at a little center, and he said the line stretched around the block too deep, that people weren't able to get in. They had to wait an hour to be able to go in and volunteer and help. And I thought, if that isn't people's hearts opening up, I don't know what is. And it was a blessing to hear that.
Wow. Wow, that is lovely.
Yeah, I thought it was too. So I wanted to share that.
Thank you for sharing. You know, we just don't see, we go about our daily lives and we don't see how much love is buried inside each person.
Mm-hmm. So right.
So what happens with Christ's blessing is that the energy he pours through you unlocks some of that love so it can be put to use for your healing, for your creative spirit, for your relationships, for your earning, for your better experience of life, whatever your love can repair and make better. It helps to unlock that so that you don't need a hurricane to unlock it.
No, that's right.
You have the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of God pouring down through you to unlock those wellsprings of love inside, literally inside the cells of your body.
Wonderful. Amazing.
And that's why I want you to rest for at least 7 minutes afterwards so that the process can continue to percolate, so to speak. So it'll pass through you while we offer the blessing, and then you just go let it do its work. And it will continue doing its work all during the week and even the months ahead if you can't come back. If all you ever get is one blessing, it will likely change your life. And the miracles we see from people who come back every week are just astounding. Sometimes it's the miracle of a major illness that they survived. Sometimes it's just a better life. And they look at their life now and they look at their life before they started receiving blessings, and it's like they call me and tell me it's like I'm a different person. And yeah, you are. You're the same but different, because you're more all that you are. You know, we get very pushed down and limited by the circumstances of life, and then we get to believing that all those limitations are who we are, and they're not. And when things come up in life where we have to be less limited, either to help ourselves or help others, we just start breaking the harnesses, and we just take a deep breath, blow out and break the harness and run free and say, yes, I'm here to help. This is me. So we can learn and grow from anything. But the most important thing always is to look for the love that you are and look for the love in others. Jenny, have we taken all the calls?
Well, we just got another one. Should we take it real quick?
Okay. Yeah, real quick.
903?
Yes, that would be Stormy. I would remember. I would remember tomorrow. I have a prayer that I hold true for all of eternity, and it is written in my music. The twin towers that y'all saw fall, they have not fallen. That's for tomorrow.
Thank you, Stormy. That's lovely. Well, I'm ready to do a blessing. How about the blessing givers? Everybody ready?
We are ready.
Ready, Glenda? Yes.
Okay. Well, it's hard for me to talk, so Jenny, you take over.
Actually, Mary, did you want to do an invocation?
Sure, I would be honored. So, everyone, people who might be new, first of all, God bless you and thank you so much for being here on this day to celebrate this sacrament of our brother. The blessing givers will help to conduct the energy of the blessing, and it does take about 3 minutes. So I will say a prayer to our dear brother Yeshua, and you say the prayer from your heart, and then we will see when the blessing has been given. And then, like Glenda said, you rest for 7 minutes and let that blessing pour forth. And so from our hearts, we say, thank you, beloved Yeshua, Son of God, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, of Houston, Texas, of Corpus Christi, of Korea and Cuba, and wherever we stand. We thank you, brother, for the love that you brought here and continue to bless us with. We ask for peace and solace for all those in the midst of the storm. We ask for your love to guide us in response to the storms of life, to serve as lights and to serve as conduits of love and blessing to one another. We thank you in advance for the blessings, and we ask you to let us be candles, always confident in our light and in your love, holding hands on this precious earth and through this journey. We ask that you fill our eyes with the grace to see things in wonderment and awe and innocence. We love you and we thank you for the blanket of protection already provided. And thank you so much for walking with us by our side as we hold hands to walk with each other. Amen. And blessing givers, let us begin.
The blessing is now complete, so please go and rest for at least 7 minutes to assimilate the blessing. May you all and your loved ones be blessed this week. We'll see you next Sunday.